Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. I love hearing from small business owners and employees too. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, lessons in retaining your talent, and new numbers about small businesses selling for record high amounts. Those stories after this. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today. Amazon may have its critics, but they may have been silenced by an incredible announcement involving company staff. Amazon says it expects to train a third of its workforce as technology threatens to upend the way many of its employees do their jobs. Hard for small businesses to compete on that scale, but it does speak to the issue of employee retention. Details from Chip Cutter, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Chip, the numbers are staggering.
Yes, so Amazon is committing to spend $700 million to retrain a third of its workforce, that's 100,000 full-time workers by 2025, to help them either get more advanced skills, kind of more advanced jobs within the company, or to find new careers outside of it. All of this training is voluntary. Most of the programs are free to employees, but I think it's a real sign that Amazon feels its workforce needs new skills and wants to be, you know, kind of help them be available for different opportunities, as these jobs do change.
Wow, it's an incredible amount of money they're spending. So this is full 100,000 full-timers, and you can perhaps train for a different part of the company if you'd like?
Yeah, so there's a couple different training programs here. So, for example, if you work in one of Amazon's corporate offices right now in a non-technical role, you can train to become a software engineer. Now, this could take years for some people, but you could shift. For example, say you are a buyer, you're working with Amazon's vendors to buy merchandise to feature on the site. You could go through this training and then become a software engineer. If you are an existing software engineer, you could take training from in an area of like machine learning, kind of AI. An area that's certainly going to likely increase over the next couple of years. And then if you're in a fulfillment center, you're in an hourly role, they're rolling out a training program for you to become an IT support technician, so helping to troubleshoot and fix all the different machines that are in an Amazon warehouse.
If you do that type of training to become a software engineer, that's almost like a free college tuition if you don't have those skills, right?
I mean, that is. People go to college for these skills, and that's how Amazon says is approaching it. They want these. This is not just, a course that you might take in a week. I mean, they want this to be something where you really kind of get up to speed so you could do the job of an entry-level engineer. I think it's important to note that, retraining programs aren't always successful, that, not everyone has the aptitude to train for a new role, the capacity to transform themselves into something different. And I also think it's important to note that Amazon has come under pretty intense criticism over its treatment of workers in recent years, both from labor groups and lawmakers like Bernie Sanders, who said the company needs to significantly improve the working conditions at its warehouses.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter about his piece entitled "Amazon to Retrain a Third of Its Workforce." The numbers are staggering. The company's offering to spend $700 million to train up to 100,000 full-time workers. Is this a nature of the job market, by the way, or is this more a mission to keep their employees current?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, this is a moment of kind of historically low unemployment. So you have that with companies saying they're having a really difficult time finding workers with technical skills, and Amazon is certainly in that camp. But we're also at this moment of kind of a rapid digital transformation of roles, that even if the job itself doesn't go away, what you do in that job might change. So I think Amazon is responding to kind of all of those things and wanting to make sure that it's this workforce can kind of keep evolving.
Thanks, Chip. Chip Cutter, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. More after this.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
New data indicate that small businesses are selling for record high prices. The numbers are from BizBuySell's Insights report from the second quarter. That said, fewer businesses are being purchased compared to 2018. However, with nearly 5,000 transactions reported in the first half of 2019, this year is on pace to become the second most active market since the survey began in 2007. BizBuySell found that in the second quarter, businesses hit a record high median sales price of $270,000, a 13% jump from the same time last year. Also, 13% of second quarter sales of small businesses sold for higher than $1 million. That's about 98% of asking price compared to the 91% that owners typically receive. Also, in BizBuySell's most recent opinion poll, one in five business owners reveal that they could not survive if the tariffs exchanged between the U.S. and China last more than 1 year. Also, 64% of small business owners admit they would have to raise prices to offset tariff costs, putting them at a price point disadvantage.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song.
You can fall back with the pack. I'm a leader pack.
I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
engaging all the best people.
Blast off to the front of the field. This is
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Reminder that the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.